Start of the fourth and final quarter of play here on the Great Midwest Athletic Conference Sports Network. Through three, Walsh trails Kentucky Wesleyan 9-6. See if we can get some offense going here in the final quarter. Second and four for Walsh on their own 31 as we start the final frame. Shotgun for Vatter. Gresham in motion to the near side. And back to throw is Vatter near sideline for Gresham. Ball batted down right at midfield. Gresham was open behind the coverage there of the linebacker, but the linebacker wearing pink tape around his shoes there in Thornton makes the play in the open field, batting it down.
That was a great pass breakup there by Thornton. This Kentucky Wesleyan secondary has actually been playing pretty solid, too.
Third and four for Walsh on their own 31, trailing by three, 5 seconds into the final quarter. See if Vatter can make a play here out of the shotgun. Pass to throw, goes middle, Hall catches it across his own 35. Good for the first down, right in between the hash marks to his own 37. That'll be good for six and the first down.
Believe it or not, this is Delonte Hall's, I believe it's his first catch of the game, either his first or his second catch of the game.
Had the big run earlier in the game, did Delonte Hall. One run for 34 yards in the first half, but that was really his best play offensively, and he's one of their better playmakers. First and 10 for Walsh, but again, they're without their two best playmakers, the starting running back Kobe Adupoku and starting wide receiver Tyree Gray. They have a first and 10 on their own 37 in the gun. Throw again to Delonte Hall, near side flat, and Vatter was hit late here after the play. And this could be a roughing the passer call as Hall got back to the line of scrimmage there at his own 37 on the near side numbers. We'll see where the flag is going to go.
If that's roughing the passer, that's a huge break for Walsh.
Roughing the passer is, in fact, the call. 15 yards added on, and Walsh into Wesleyan territory now, down to the Kentucky Wesleyan 48. And Walsh, again, with an opportunity here. 14:09 left in the game, trailing 9-6. Again, looking for their first win since week one, where they beat West Liberty 27-6. That's the most points Walsh has scored this year. Since then, the offense has struggled, averaging just 12 a game on the year. Trying to get some points here. First and 10 to the Wesleyan 48. Hand off to Lante Hall. Hall runs around the right end. Hall had some blocking there, but it was blown up by the front four for Kentucky Wesleyan. They made a nice play. And it's a second and 10 now for Walsh, the Wesleyan 48.
As much as Walsh's offense has struggled, Kentucky Wesleyan has made a couple of pretty bad penalties that's bailed Walsh out a couple times. He had the face mask at the end of the first half, and they had the roughing the passer here on a couple plays ago, and now Walsh is in Kentucky Wesleyan territory.
Second and 10, they're out of the gun on the Wesleyan 48. Throw here, far sideline, Wilkes is free! Far sideline, 20, 10, 5, touchdown! A 48-yard pitch and catch into the far side flat, and Wilkes rumbles the final 45 for 6. 13-12 in the game, Walsh goes in front, 12-9 now on a 48-yard touchdown. Fans are happy here at Glen Oak. Best offensive play of the day for the Cavaliers.
Walsh needed something to go. As I was stating on prior to that, Walsh and offense had struggled, but they needed a play like that, and they got it.
Finally getting Wilkes into open space, and the Cavaliers take the lead. First time they've had the lead since leading 3-0. Early in the game, they had been tied, they had been in a stalemate, and they finally come up with a much needed score. And Wilkes, the one who does it.
Coming into the game today, Wilkes had 86 yards on 8 receptions, and he definitely added to that total with that 48-yard score.
Well, and the other thing about Thomas Wilkes is they've been looking to get a running back into the end zone this year in some fashion. Obviously not a run, but good to see a running back, a play that normally we'd see Kobe Adupoku make, the all-GMAC player. Obviously hurt, though, and not playing out there. Still with the foot injury. And now the extra point for Mason Brown. Kick is up, and Brown's kick is good. Walsh in front, 13-12 in the ball game. Cavaliers 13, Kentucky Wesleyan 9. We'll take a break here on the Great Midwest Athletic Conference Sports Network. And we return back in here to the campus of Glen Oak High School in Stark County. Walsh leads Kentucky Wesleyan 13-9, 13-12 left in the game. And Walsh going to kick it deep again here to Wesleyan. Walsh beat Wesleyan last season in the exhibition as this kick a squibber. Finally picked up by Wesleyan, and a nice run back here by Jatorian Dillard. He fielded it on his own 24-yard line. Ran across his own 35 in between the hash marks, up to his own 37, first and 10 there for the Wesleyan Panthers.
Looking back at that Wilkes touchdown, all the QB Vatter had to do, toss it to Wilkes, and Wilkes had a block and let his speed do the rest.
First and 10, Kentucky Wesleyan at their own 37-yard line.
Also, this is the first time that Walsh has scored more than 10 points since week 3 against Quincy.
Not oftentimes you like to look at numbers like that, but obviously it's something that Walsh is having to do this year with the struggles offensively. First and 10 for Wesley in their own 37. 13:06 remaining. They trail by 4. RMBD in the gun, throws far side, pass broken up. It was the linebacker Stephen Baugh who batted it down right at the line and made the play. And it's a second and 10 now for Wesleyan on their own 37. Now the defense is being a little bit more aggressive with points being added to the scoreboard. You sense a little bit more coming from the defense now because they're playing with more confidence.
They have been playing with that confidence all game long, especially in the secondary when they've had a couple key pass breakups.
Second and 10 for Wesleyan, their own 37. 13 minutes left. RMBD in the gun. Wilkerson to his right, has 4 wide. Looks to throw before the play. Flag thrown in. Comes from the line judge, far side of the field. And we'll see. Penalty going to go on a false start against Wesleyan. So, see, you get a score if you're Walsh. It does good things for your defense. You're able to tee off just a little bit more, and you're able to finally get Wesleyan into a pressure situation where they haven't had to be here most of the game. They've led for the better part of the afternoon or been tied. First time they felt some pressure since early in the game. 12:40 left, clock running, and before the play, officials calling for time.
Kentucky Wesleyan's offense has been moving the ball.
The game clock to 12:59. It'll start on the snap.
Game clock being reset to 12:59, and it'll start on the snap.
Kentucky Wesleyan's offense has been moving the ball pretty impressively, but they've had some plays where, like, penalties won't do them any favors.
Second and 15. They're from their own 32 as Wesleyan. Out of the gun is RMBD. Throws far sideline. Florence made a great catch. Outside the left numbers in Walsh territory. Down to the 48-yard line. That's good for a first down. Picks up 20 there on the second and 15. That's a heck of a grab.
In the NFL, you need to get 2 feet down to make a catch. He only needs one in NCAA, but he got both of them down.
Hand off here, first and 10 goes to Wilkerson out of the pistol from the Walsh 48, and Wilkerson rushes for 3 more over left tackle down to the 45. Second and 7 upcoming for Wesleyan. Again, a Wesleyan offense that's only scored 9 points today. They had the 25-yard touchdown pass from RMBD to Greer in the first half that put them on the board, and since then they've added just the field goal from Mangold. And they have a second and 7 now on the Walsh 45, 12:10 left, trailing by 4. Pressure being shown by Walsh. They're bringing the house. Throw near sideline, Peters. Peters, 30 of Walsh. Cuts it back in between the hash marks, down to the 20, down to the 15, and then finally brought down in the open field Oh, he made a great play reversing his field on the near side numbers. Gets all the way down to the 15. Good for 30. Peyton Peters with a huge grab there and a great throw by Arambidi to find him open on the sideline as a Walsh player is down and hurt inside the 10 down below us to our right.
It's easy to see why Peters is one of the top targets for this Kentucky Wesleyan Panther offense. He has four catches on the game.
Wesleyan, again, an offense that averages 27 a game, and they've been held in check this afternoon. On the year, before entering this game, they had scored really with the best of them. I mean, they really can score. They scored over 40, I believe, one time this year, and they've also been in a number of shootouts before this season. Their wins over William Jewell and Kentucky State. And again, you know, an offense that puts up a lot through the air, averaging 295 through the air on the season, and a Walsh defense that's only been giving up 22 points per game, but again, second in the conference in scoring defense and first in the conference in red zone defense. So they start to tighten up when the ball gets down into this vicinity where it's at now, as Wesleyan has entered the red zone with the last play by Peters. This is where Walsh starts to play their best defense.
Walsh has been playing really good all game long. And Wesleyan has had three games that have been decided by a possession or less. And we're at that point right now with the score being 13-9.
Florence and McGuire, the two wide receivers on the far side, Greer and Peters on the near side. Wesleyan trying to answer the Walsh score from moments ago. Field goal doesn't do him good, down four with 11:45 left. Out of the gun, Arambidi to throw. Goes towards the end zone. Peters on the near sideline catches it right at the 10-yard line of Walsh. That's good for five more, and another nice throw by Arambidi.
That's another nice reception there by Peters to help move the Panthers a lot closer. Now they're inside the 10-yard line.
Down to the 9 is where it's spotted, as Tony said. Second down, 4 to go now for Arambidi in the offense. Second down, 4 to go at the Walsh 9.
Wesleyan staying in the gun here.
In the shotgun is Arambidi with Wilkerson to his left. Back to throw. Steps up. Now he's going to run inside the 5 and close to the goal line, down to the 2. Picks up 7 as Christian Arambidi.
I believe he got the first down.
He did get the first down. First and goal at the 2 now. Wesleyan trying to answer back. In the gun, Arambidi gives Wilkerson. Wilkerson backs his way into the end zone on the first and goal from the 2. Wesleyan answers right back. They now lead 15-13 with 11:17 left. Wilkerson's second rushing touchdown of the campaign this year, and it comes at a huge time with just 11 minutes remaining in the game.
Wilkerson led the team in rushing in the first half, and Wesleyan's been using that ground game thus far in the second half, and it paid off right there.
Mangold's extra point now out of the hold of Lackey is up, and it is good. 11:17 left. Kentucky Wesleyan back in front, 16-13 now on Walsh. We'll take the timeout on the Great Midwest Athletic Conference Sports Network.